The state budget plan from Senate Republicans does not include any expansion of the state's school voucher program, marking a major split from the House GOP. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on education funding in the Senate budget proposal unveiled on Thursday.
House Republicans want to allow families of four that earn up to $220,000 to be eligible for vouchers while removing all other eligibility guidelines. Senate Republican budget architect Ryan Mishler says he and members of his caucus have concerns about that increase, but he says the final budget could include some expansion.
I mean, I can never sit here and say never because they're pretty adamant about it, and so we'll just have to talk about that in the next 2 weeks.
The Senate GOP budget begins to divert some local property tax dollars away from traditional public schools to charter schools. Democratic Senator Eddie Melton calls that a new model that hasn't been fully vetted and discussed.
We know many of our school corporations are in impoverished areas. They're still struggling with assessed value. They still struggle with a variety of funding issues.
The Senate budget plan does eliminate textbook and curriculum material fees for all K-12 public and charter school students. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.